Hi, I'm Kelly Burley, along with OSU President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, May 17th, 2018. And Burns, the semester has come to a close, and you survived commencement.
I did indeed. I can almost shake hands without any pain now. It was really a great couple of days of graduation ceremonies. We had vet bed and Friday afternoon, and the induction into Phi Beta Kappa. And then, of course, the graduate ceremony Friday night. And then we had four ceremonies on Saturday. Two honorary degrees were awarded. I think we figure we had a little over 4,000 students in ceremonies here in Stillwater, as well as in Oklahoma City and Tulsa. It's a huge number of talented, enthusiastic individuals who are making it into the workplace, hopefully most of them in Oklahoma.
Well, Burns, the students may have left campus, but Stillwater is still a busy place this week.
It sure is. We look forward to this all year because we're once again hosting the Oklahoma Special Olympics. We welcome more than 5,000 young athletes during the opening ceremony last night. The games will conclude tomorrow. It's the 35th year OSU and Stillwater have hosted the games. We want to extend a special thanks to the hundreds of volunteers who make these games possible.
Burns, let's turn to a big philanthropic windfall for the OSU Center for Health Sciences.
That's right, Kelly. The Center for Health Sciences in Tulsa received a $2.8 million gift for medical school scholarships for rural Oklahoma high school students participating in FFA and 4-H. This is obviously an effort to get more doctors in the rural area. The scholarships are possible thanks to the estate of Audrey M. Hendershot and the Joseph E. Robert Jr. Charitable Trust. With this important funding, the Center for Health Sciences will be better equipped to staff rural Oklahoma with a sufficient number of physicians.
Burns, you have news on another national scholar at OSU.
That's right. I mean, we already have a Goldwater and Truman finalist. But we're pleased to recognize Lindsay Hancock as a prestigious Udall Scholar. Lindsay is from Oklahoma City and a member of the Choctaw Nation. She's pursuing an OSU honors degree in physiology with an option in pre-medical sciences. She is one of 50 students across the nation to win the award. And OSU is 4 for 4 in this area, Kelly. Lindsay is the fourth OSU student in the last 4 years to earn the award in the categories of native health care and tribal policy.
Well, Burns, it's hard to believe this is our final campus connection until the fall semester. And from all of us at KOSU, I want to wish you and the first cowgirl, Anne, a very happy summer.
Well, thanks very much. And, of course, I return that that greeting and wish. It's been a busy year. We're working on our budget, getting ready for hopefully a very large freshman class in August.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.